Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Even in these challenging times, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission continued to work with Oklahoma State University in the wheat variety trials. The trials were planted last fall, and Wheat Commission Executive Director Mike Schulte encourages you to go out and take a look at the wheat variety trials at a wheat plot near you.
Even though we're not having the large field days per se, we're really challenging producers to get out and go look at the varieties. The research is still being conducted at OSU. We have not stopped anything as far as our research programs or the work that's being done on collecting the data. Producers can certainly look at the app for the QR codes on their phones, and they can go and take those up to the signs at the research plots, and so they can make their assessments visually out there, but they also then can use those QR codes that will go into greater detail about the information on all those varieties that are available.
There's a map that shows you the replicated wheat plots across the state, plus YouTubes of the Altus and Chickasha virtual tours at the Oklahoma Wheat Commission website, okwheat.org.
Cattle futures generally higher today, 67 higher on June at 101.47. August were 45 cents higher at 101.17. October live cattle down 5 at 102.80. And then feeder cattle 135.50 on the August feeders up $1.47. The September's $1.17 higher at 136.25. October up 85 here at 136.77. Technically speaking, we've got some target price levels here. The high to the low, from about 156 down to about 110 in the August feeders, the 62% retracement is right at 138.70. That is also the location of the two previous highs. One of them from May 7th at 138.80, and then the other one back in March 25th at 139. So several things going on right at that level, and we're within striking distance at just below 136 at this time, or 135.50. So that's kind of a target level there. The slaughter today was 110,000, same as yesterday. It's been inching up since April 28th. And I have been watching the boxed beef prices versus the slaughter. And it looks like boxed beef prices are really about a two-week lagging indicator. So that would suggest an ongoing downtrend in boxed beef prices.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU wheat variety field plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU Wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha wheat variety field tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com.
Today's grain trade really lit a fire under the Kansas City wheat market and really got going here. The Kansas City July was up 11 and 3 quarters at 463 and a half. And that was even 5 cents off the high, but we're back above the 20-day moving average and nearly to the 50-day, which was 477, but we're working back toward that level. The market's been selling off from the high back in April of about 514, so there's still quite a bit of room to go. If you look at the retracements level for that July Kansas City wheat, from that high to the low, about 50% is about 476. So still right in line with that 20-day and some room to go up. It looks like Eastern Europe and Russia are having some problems and probably going to keep decreasing their total forecasted wheat production, and that could help us here in the United States. Wheat harvest down here in southwest Oklahoma is going. I think most are disappointed with the yield at this point, because a month or 2 months ago before that freeze, it really looked like it was promising, but we haven't had any luck so far. The equity markets are selling back off. We're about unchanged here after being higher for the most part all morning long. The June Dow is currently unchanged at 25,539.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.